Well, let's stand up as a family. Want a lot of love to flow through here tonight. Whatever adjustments that has to be made in your thinking and make those adjustments. I receive, sir. Make those adjustments. A new functioning can start in your life tonight.
Amen.
Now, whatever I say is not about me. It's about him.
Yes, sir.
I want you to understand that. It's about him. But there are some places, apostolically and prophetically, that the church must get in quickly. Come on. Get in quickly. If they don't, they're not going to be able to handle it.
Bless you, Dad.
Yes, I receive it. I receive. A handful of $50 bills. Don't get worried about it. Man brought $37,000 check to my house the other day. And it ran it. And it wasn't for Word of Life Christian Center. Well, I want to congratulate you. Many of y'all haven't had a chance to meet. Y'all were good students. Leroy Jr., we had no problem. We never had no problem doing that. We don't put up with the problem, right? I try to train people right. You're looking at nothing and nobody that the Lord has provided for. We started off in a church with less than 2 acres of land. One man had 2 acres. And now we're on 600.
Glory to God.
All the land across the street, all the land you see down here, all the back, it belonged to the ministry, to God's work. Land down the street, we're on more than the city on.
Yes, sir.
I've seen God. Y'all from different states. Y'all know this the country. God can work anywhere.
Amen.
I had the opportunity, my wife and I, many years ago, sitting in a meeting. I didn't know nothing about the word of faith. And they had this speaker called Kenneth Hagin. I didn't know too much about him. But it was something that about him, I asked the Lord. I said, now we was at the side because we didn't know you had to go early to get a straight seat. So we was off at the side. I asked the Lord, I said, let him come this way so I can see what he's doing. Brother Hagin. And he came right next. We were sitting over like over here. He came right to that end of the stage and never left and preached. And then I heard these words. I've given you the self-same anointing. I don't know what he's saying because I didn't know how strong anointedly this man was. And then he said this. He can stop right where he is and you can take off. So it's dependent on the Holy Spirit, it's not you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And then I tried to dig a hole in the concrete. I fell on the floor. My wife had me by the collar. It was so humbling. I didn't know what was going on. And then he became my spiritual father. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to tell you, it doesn't matter. Here in Darrow, little town, nobody know nothing about it. I had the opportunity to preach for Oral Roberts. Kenny Copeland,
yeah.
Madison Square Garden. You can go on and on and on. Some things I have seen that I can't repeat because I don't know it. But I want you to know by coming to this school, you're going to wear a rare anointing. It's going to develop over the time. Don't worry about sitting down. I'll tell you when to sit down. It's going to develop over the time. But that anointing that you, those instructors have been under me for a long time, and they're all packing, they're packing. I really appreciate them. Now, I'm going to say some things to you tonight. First, I'm going to say congratulations to you, and then I want to get off in the spirit for a few. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Want to get off in the spirit for a few moments, because I want an impartation to take place in here tonight. Not just a graduation. I want something new, something strong, something from heaven. The light on the graduate and the family. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna leave the family out. The anointing is strong, 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 strongest aspect of power that exists, the anointing. I've been in this for 51 years. I know about it. And he'll bring you to from scratch to leading the pack.
Yes, sir.
See, your life, your family, your relationship, your health, your finances, your joy, your peace. Some of y'all are going to get your joy back tonight. It's not just a graduation. I've been talking to the Lord, but then the Lord told me some things. I said, my goodness. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're here now. I've been praying about it. These men and women have sacrificed to study about you. Their families have made sacrifices to come out of states to be here. Holy Spirit, we just welcome your presence, and we want to represent the kingdom this night, that these students will never, never, never be the same after you minister to them tonight. They'll walk in a new realm, a new understanding, a new wisdom, and a new power and a new glory. So we thank you. We welcome that ministering spirits to be walking around in here tonight. And we welcome the Holy Spirit, the gifts, as well as the fruit, to manifest as we open your word. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we bless this class. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Apostolic and prophetic grace imparted to your ministry.
Amen.
Apostolic and prophetic grace imparted to your ministry. That's what I'm going to aim to yield to the Holy Spirit that he can do in here tonight. Malfunctioning of grace causes malfunctioning of faith. We'll get into that in a little. So if you did not understand the ownership of grace, you will not be able to function in the stewardship of faith.
Amen.
Get those two words now. Ownership. Grace is ownership. Faith is stewardship. I think we've been trying to have too much stewardship without recognizing the ownership.
Amen.
And that's where in Ephesians 4:11 through 16, we see the church, where the church should be. And a remnant like you are the one going to bring your family members and yourself into that place of operating in your space of grace and your space of faith properly, connecting the two. Stop begging. Stop praying all night for something that belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
So get this. Before I start off, grace is divine ownership. The cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position of Christ, the sending of the Holy Spirit, even the rapture is based on ownership grace. Everything paid for. What I said?
Everything paid for.
As a child of God, how many children of God, we got in here? Are you reluctant about holding your hand up? You can't be ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
Now, how did this grasp you that ownership, grace is ownership? Got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. How did it grasp you? Faith is divine stewardship. The ownership can't work without the stewardship. And the stewardship cannot work without the ownership.
Yes, sir.
Now, that might not sound too classic. That might sound not kotele mandalish kanama. Might not sound too powerful. But you just got out.
Yes, sir.
Every situation in your life just turned. If you listen, God dog it, if you just listening, something was imparted to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There are many things going on in your life. Satan gonna have to make departure. You're gonna be too strong and too anointed.
Yeah.
For him.
Glory to God.
Can I take my time tonight? All delays on your prayer and your faith is a lie from the devil.
Yes, sir.
He know you got it as soon as you ask God for it.
Yeah.
But it's him putting those blockages there in feeling. That's why I said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought into captivity of Christ. Because he tried to tell us, you don't have it, and you're not going to get it, because God don't want you to have it.
Yeah.
Those lies are over.
Amen. Glory to God.
Keep yourself, class. Remember I told you this. Keep yourself. I've done it for 51 years. I'm not only preaching. I'm not only preaching to you tonight, but I'm a manifester.
Amen.
The word has manifest in my life, in my marriage, in my family, in my ministry, in my finances, everything. It manifests. God is not a man that he should lie.
Yeah.
If he said it, sister, he'll make it good. You understand? So I want you to hear this, because this is going to sound so simple, but if you don't hear it, Satan's going to make you stupid.
Yeah.
It's going to sound so simple.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like, I want some deep preaching. Keep yourself positioned in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
At all times.
Yes, sir.
Keep yourself positioned in the spirit at all times.
Yeah. Glory to God.
If that is accomplished, if that is taken in tonight, this apostolic and prophetic grace going to start functioning in your life. Because if you keep yourself in the spirit, I found out in Revelation, if you keep yourself positioned in the spirit, you will hear in the spirit.
Yeah.
The situation,
the
look of the situation, look like the answer is no.
Yeah.
But because you're in the spirit and you're hearing in the spirit, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So you still got your joy.
Yes, sir.
Still got your peace when it looked like nothing working out.
Yes.
But you're in a dancing position.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You got your faith stewardship working.
Yes.
You got grace ownership working.
Yes.
You got your hearing working.
Yes. Yes.
Not only will you hear in the Spirit, it's right there in Revelation 1:10, read on down. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Not even my text, but I, the Lord told me to cover this. You will be you will see in the Spirit. Hear in the Spirit, see in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You will write
yes, sir.
In the Spirit.
Yeah.
You will speak
uh-huh.
in the Spirit. You will not hear a normal sermon tonight.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is going to get in the seat with you tonight, baby.
Because
I came here to impart.
Yeah.
You trusted this school enough to come? You're going to leave here with something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then say something, you know. this old regular graduation stuff, we ain't worried about that.
No.
I'm gonna get in the Spirit, man. Ooh, I'm gonna have church, man. Glory, glory to God. I want the Holy Ghost to have his way, man.
Hallelujah.
You will write in the Spirit. You will see in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You will hear in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You will speak in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you will reveal God
mm-hmm.
in your lifestyle of heavenly blessing.
Yeah.
You can't be preaching to people and nothing happening to you.
Yeah. Right.
People say, why is she preaching? Why he preaching all this? And look at his life. His life ain't changed. Where that God at? So I think the word for this year, let me manifest, wasn't it?
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way. What? I thought about manifest last year. Well, let's go back last year. we need some manifestation. All right, now let me go down. Well, I'm going to show you one of the most valuable insight a minister can have. It has served me well over the years. If you got your Bible, your phone, I want you to turn to the third chapter of John.
Yes, sir.
Third chapter of John. These three scriptures have kept me on track and caused me to win every time.
Glory to God.
You want to know them?
Yes, sir.
If we just read these three scriptures, it'd be enough for you to graduate to another mode of life. Okay? In John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 27, that verse is packing.
Yes, sir.
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are ready to receive from heaven? See, that's one of the grand moments, or the grand mode of operation, that you position yourself in the Spirit to receive from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Not just some book you read and come explain what you read in the book. I need some information from heaven.
Yeah.
I ain't come here this morning to hear about no book.
Yeah.
You ought to be anointed. You ought to have a word from God.
Yes, sir.
Now, I tell you, the Holy Spirit will hit this place before I finish.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to go long, but he's going to hit this place, and you're going to get in a place you've never been before.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I feel it. I feel like running.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, I'm not no common preacher. I'll run.
Yeah.
I'll spit. I'll jump.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like I got a rare anointing on me tonight. I'm just stirred up in some way. Some of y'all in that class got me stirred up. Y'all, God maybe got something for you to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So one of the man forte of ministry is hearing from heaven. Yeah. You can have your books you read. I got thousands of books. I got three or four libraries in my house. More than that. But hearing from heaven. Having heaven open in your prayer time.
Yes, sir.
Your praise time.
Yes.
And getting direct insight. Enlightenment, direction from heaven.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the people you preach to, y'all know tonight. Well, how can I say it, Lord? Y'all know I'm not a regular man.
Come on.
Y'all know I've been spending time with God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm not worried about the. You notice I'm not worried about the English dialect. I don't care about none of that. I don't care how high a degree you got.
Yeah.
Your degree is not higher than heaven.
Yeah.
You better listen.
Come on, Apostle.
Something up here and not in college.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sure, I feel good up here today. Huh? Somebody might run before I finish. Had a graduation running? Yeah, run. This ain't no high school graduation. This is in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So that voice there, a man can receive nothing. A man can receive nothing. Now, in the church world, they receive a whole lot of stuff. But it's nothing. Man preached the other night. Man said fornication, all right. Have you some sex before you get married? That's what he said. He said the two people consent. That's fine. Say fornication don't mean that it's wrong. That's a bastard spirit.
Yes, sir. Come on,
I'll curse it at the root.
Yes, sir.
Now notice verse 30. You see it?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all see verse 30? Yeah. Some of y'all ain't seen nothing because you ain't got no Bible or nothing. You just come here. They put it up there for you. Thank God. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, in the spirit world, decreasing means increasing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Hear that now. Oh, my. Yeah, see, when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he'll lift you in due season. Yeah, you got to humble yourself. See, so decrease in the spirit world, if you yield unto God, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemaker, they be called a child of God. So you humble yourself, and God lift you up.
Yes, sir.
And your neighbor wonder where you went to. So he must increase, but I must. That's ministry. That's ministry, you understand? That's ministry. Every now and then you tell, like I told you about Kennedy Hagin, Oral Roberts and all that, you could tell that you had those affiliations, but it's all about him.
Amen.
And it's not about you. Verse 34 now. Those three verses, I want you to have them. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God.
Thank you,
man. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, look at the last part of this verse. For God giveth not the spirit by measure. That's why the song said, my cup runneth over. There's no measure with God. He don't measure. God has not the measure because he don't have no measure. So apostolic and prophetic grace imparted to your ministry. You listening?
Yes.
Here come men and women who knows how walking on the top of the spiritual realm, how to walk in the spirit, how to work in the spirit, how to wait in the spirit, how to win in the spirit. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. See, you were talking about men and women in the prophetic and apostolic and prophetic grace. When you're wearing that on your ministry, it doesn't mean you have to go out and say you're an apostle.
Come on now.
Geez, you don't want that title. I'll tell you right now, if you don't have no experience, I asked the point and said, the apostle, how many people you raised from the dead?
Uh-huh.
I think I got three in my life. See? So you don't just wear them title. You got to have some experience. You understand me, son? You got to have some experience.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be no apostle. And then 14 of your friends pray for you. And 7 of them prophesy. That don't make you an apostle. Paul said, God called me to be an apostle. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So don't get this. You can work in the apostolic anointing.
Yes, sir.
Without taking the apostolic whipping.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because you got to be dressed for the proper to handle that thing. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here come men and women who know how to walk on top of the spirit realm. You got that?
Yes, sir.
How to continue to grow in spiritual maturity, which has no end. Your spirit, always remember that. I've been 51 years, I'm growing every day. God, I mean, I be praying in the spirit, and God tell me something new. I said, God, no.
Yeah.
See, so he always had more to tell you. Don't ever get to the point to think you fully matured. Stay open. Yield to the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all family members going to help me or what?
Yes, sir.
Y'all look nice, y'all smiling, but I want y'all to help me out here for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all wouldn't mind if the Holy Ghost hit this place?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now, when you talk about the apostolic and the prophetic grace, I wrote this, my sons and daughters, I call you sons and daughters. This is a master key to the supernatural understanding. A master key to the supernatural understanding of grace, ownership, and faith stewardship. Now, those two sets of words, you're not going to find them in books. They talk about his hyper grace and took grace to use it for an excuse for sin.
Yeah.
They say, you know, your grace got you covered. Just go ahead on, cut up, and then repent and come on back in. You might die on the way back. You don't play with God. I don't play with God.
Yeah.
So that's not what grace meant. Grace meant that he paid for everything and he will forgive you. But he's not going to pay for your stupidity. Your stubbornness. Once God warned you about something, once God had somebody talk to you in the spirit about something, you need to learn how to walk in it.
Yes.
Amen, amen there, I know.
Yes, sir.
See, if y'all came, I ain't got no poems.
Uh-huh.
At graduation, you used to have nice poems and things that rhyme. I ain't got no rhyme. I broke in English and just in the spirit.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I ain't got no poem. You listen to that poem on the radio when you're going back home. Now, here's a very important statement. If you hear this statement, you're going to make a shift in your spiritual life. We talked about grace ownership, right?
Yes.
Grace means that the cross paid for everything.
Amen.
And he gave it to us. We own it, right?
Yes.
And the reason that we may not have it is because the stewardship got to be in place, which is faith. Faith activate, manifest, demonstrate, bring to pass the grace that already been paid for.
Yeah.
healing, health, prosperity, longevity, et cetera, et cetera. Joy, peace, all the fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm about to say something now that I want you to catch. Most Christian faith is in the law, L-A-W.
Yeah.
And they do not know the power of grace.
Yeah.
I went so many years, they taught, we had faith convention. They never mentioned grace. Do you know what the law means? Mm-hmm. Not in the spirit. Basically, it is a set of laws that have been set. But when you find out that you are owner,
yes, sir.
You're not a borrower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you knew that, you wouldn't have to have no now.
Come on.
We took on the world system, you see.
Yeah.
You go in, you got good credit. And I did it. Sign the line. And... But you're supposed to be an owner. If you walk by faith and not by sight, if you're led by the Spirit, you follow me?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna get some answers here right now. I heard the Holy Spirit say something. Somebody getting out of debt right now. I heard that in the Spirit. Somebody, while they're sitting there listening to you, they're getting out of debt right now. God working something out for them. They just got to be sensitive enough in the spirit to receive. He wouldn't say it if he's not going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me it can't happen because I've seen so many.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're about to open up a golden key thing here now to people who are out of debt and their house and everything paid for. We're going to put their name there with a gold key.
Yeah.
I learned that from my son, Dan, Bishop Robinson. I'm trying to get the information because I want to do it. I got a lot of people here at my church out of debt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So most Christian faith is in the law, and they do not know the power of grace.
Yeah.
See, we're passing on a grace power to you tonight. They don't know the power of grace. Now, I went many years, I didn't know myself. Many years, because this revelation had not been released as it's being released now by a remnant.
Yeah.
By a remnant. God basically going to use a remnant. The majority is going along with what everybody else doing. All right? Oh, my. How long, Leroy? How long? Look at John 6:63 for a minute.
Yes, sir.
It'll give me the shuffle to a place I need to go. I'll give you 6 or 7 points right quick. I want my students to have it. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God!
Now, I'm not dealing with secondhand information. That's what's good about it.
Yeah, man.
I'm not dealing with secondhand information that happened to the man over in China.
Yeah.
No, God's word never failed. God picked my wife out for me.
Yeah.
I was cutting at a barber. I was cutting hair. And the Lord said, the girl in prayer, but that's your wife. I ain't looking for no wife. What, 50? 4 years. I'm on a job, making big money. I'm on a job, special job. I'm walking around, and God said, tomorrow your day, quit. We're broke. We ain't got no money. We got to have notes, all kinds of stuff. Children, tomorrow is your day, put your suit on. I'm going to take care of the rest of your life. I went on and finished the day. Next morning, I was there with a suit on. In my locker, the boy said, what you doing? I said, man, I'm going to preach to God. They felt so sorry for me. So God fixed one of them to move in my neighborhood and saw my mansion.
Yes, sir.
He had to pass by every day on his bike. I wave at him. Now, who got tight when I said mansion? Come on. I'm not going to be able to help you. I'm not going to be able to help you because I'm not talking about no small God. I'm talking about a God, a football player a little better than you. A boxer a little better than you. I'm not talking about that kind of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can go where they go.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying, sir? You're a child of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Stop all this old poverty thinking stuff. I'm just going to be humble. Humble, stupid. Listen to the Spirit of God. The Bible is a book of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
I'm a religious spirit and taught you that in the law and taught you all that stuff. Man, come on. It is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. There it is right there. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So if you listen to me in the flesh, you're going to be a mess up in here tonight. You're going to get in the car, you're going to be all upset. What are you talking about? I'm talking about prosperity. I'm talking about money coming. I'm talking about I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'm talking about the money just keep on coming. That's what he told me to preach. You don't have to answer, Mama. Ask this question. How many of y'all would love to be out of debt? You know, oh, y'all can't, see, I can't stop playing now. Sit down a minute. How long I'm preaching? 30 minutes, son? I love you so much, I want you to make it. Yeah. We all have shortcoming, but the long coming is stronger than the shortcoming. Some of the things you learn in this school, keep them practice those things. Practice those things. Apostle has practiced those things over the years. And I'm at the point that there's nothing I want.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
There's absolutely nothing I can't buy. What do you call that thing? I'm driving now. G-Wagon? How long it took? I didn't know it was a Mercedes. How many years I drove it? 4 years, and I found out it was a Mercedes. You get to the point, God knows things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. He ain't just messing around. He mean that. He give God to give you delight yourself in the Lord. What he said? He'll give you the... What?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Where have I been? Delight yourself in the Lord?
Yeah.
And he'll give you the desire of your heart?
Yes, sir.
And some of y'all been serving God for a long 25, 30 years. But you got to have proper teaching.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4, 11. I'm putting that so you can read it. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know you can handle it yourself.
Yes.
You ain't got to call no preacher.
Yes, sir.
I got connection with God myself.
Yeah.
Father. Father, this is me.
Yes, sir.
I want you to use it, all right?
Yes.
Father, and then call your name. This is me.
Yes, sir.
I'm your daughter, Jeremiah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody gonna get free from that one statement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They're gonna go to him.
Yeah.
And they ain't gonna have all these people in between them.
Yeah.
Depending on all these different people, they're going directly to him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Your household just changed, baby.
Yeah.
Your prayer life just changed.
Yeah.
Your faith just changed.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Everything's gonna change in your life tonight. Your personal walk with God.
Yeah.
Your private walk with God.
Yeah.
Your precious walk with God.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, they ain't gonna laugh at the church.
No.
Because they got a remnant of us gonna walk Right ahead of them. We're going to be just as blessed as they are.
Yeah.
I don't care if they run the football down the line 75 times. I'll be able to go to the same place, have the same thing, wear the same thing, eat the same thing, live in the same place, because God wants us blessed.
Yeah.
See, God's put you here for a sign.
Yeah, yes, sir.
He ain't put you here looking for a sign. You the sign. Look at somebody and tell them, you the sign. Tell them, you the sign. God dog it. Say it. Say it. God dog it.
God dog it.
You the sign. Oh, hallelujah. Say what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm at the glory. We must put God, sit down a minute. We must put God's children in their right space of grace. I'm going to give you a scripture now. I want you to write it down. Y'all study it. Ephesians 1, 1 through 3. Hebrews 4, 1, 11 and 16. Satanic traffic must be dealt with a strong grace anointing. You're about to shut down all satanic traffic in your life with a strong grace anointing, knowing that you're an owner, you're not a renter, you're not a borrower, but the cross paid for it all.
Yes.
Ephesians 1, 1, 2, 3, Hebrews 4, 1, 11 and 16. Satanic traffic must be dealt with through a strong grace anointing. Romans 5, 1, 2. Leave, I'm going to wait on close in a minute. Romans 5, 1, 2. I'm going to get to the scripture. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. The revelation of grace, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is a supernatural gate open.
Yes, sir.
The revelation of grace is a supernatural gate open. And to corporate and to understand it, the Apostle Paul gave the prayer in Ephesians 1, 15 to 22. Pray that prayer until you get completely out. I would go into it, but it's going to take too long. Mixing the measure of faith with grace at all times. Romans 12 and 3. You say, but the grace of God is upon me, you know. You talk about, don't let your mind take over. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So keep mixing that grace and faith.
Yes, sir.
In Joshua 1, 8, I want you to notice the mouth, the meditation, the maze, that you things you may do, and making, all in that one voice.
Yes, sir.
So I've been dealing with grace and meditation pretty strong.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to make a long statement, and then we'll come on with the commencement exercise. Well, I've been a half hour, that's enough. Make a long statement here now. Wait a minute. Someone want to say. I told you it would take, I don't believe I told you this. It would take praying in the spirit, meditation, and understanding living in grace lifestyle. It would take praying in the spirit. It would take meditation. Plants you in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Meditation. It plants you in the presence of God, and fruit start bearing.
Yes, sir.
Supernaturally. Gifts start functioning because you're planted in the presence of God through meditation. Now, I may ask the question, and as I'm coming to a close, I may ask the question, and you may answer me, but you may not be right. How many meditators do we have in the house? If nobody never trained you to meditate, you may not be meditating. See, some people think meditation and memorization is the same thing. Oh, we memorize scripture now. We know some scripture. Oh, my, my. I kid one of y'all up, y'all start quoting them scripture. My, my, my. But is, are they manifesting?
Yeah.
See, meditation is not about memorization. It's about manifesting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to decree and declare, I am a manifester.
I am.
If you don't get nothing out of this school,
yeah,
leave here as a manifester.
Amen.
And don't leave and don't come back.
Yeah.
Visit the camp meeting. Visit some of the places. Visit the money coming cruiser and get your money.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't care what they say about me. I ain't worried about that.
Come on,
Pastor. Glory to God.
So the revelation, oh my, I got to go back up here. The revelation, I'll do it, Lord. The revelation of grace is a supernatural gate opener. Yes. Let me give you this prophetic word. Ushering in grace. Understanding the Holy Ghost flow, utterance of the supernatural powers, unction from the Holy Ghost, unstopping the victory plan of God, unstopping the victory plans of God, using the cross, the blood, and the name of Jesus properly. Feeling, thoughts, and situation must be dealt with by meditation and revelation and dominion demonstration. Ushering in the power of grace properly in these times must understand apostolic grace properly. Put down Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. Paul prayed two prayers to pass on the apostolic. I want to say to you in my closing, it works. It works. I share some things with you, and that's why I told you, it's not about me. It's about a nobody connected to somebody.
Amen.
And you're looking at 51 years of dedication.
Yes, sir.
Never turned back. All my two sons up here, my wife, they can tell you, my sons, why they come out to be good preachers, is because that's all they saw in me.
Yes, sir.
I don't play no game. I found out who God is, and I love him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he's been loving me back.
Yes.
I'm going to preach the gospel,
yes,
until the last breath go out of my mouth.
Yes.
I ain't got no retirement. Retire what?
Yes.
Refire.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Glory to God.
You feel what I'm saying? Just lift your hand a minute. The presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. I bless you. If any way we can help you in your ministry, I don't know how many pastors we got out there. We're here. We'll be, these guys are around me all the time. The lady, they're around me all the time. Again, Kotale Munchikele Vurnande Ora Mama Shikiti. You will not have to force it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in a yielding position now, and you know all things belong to you. You're my child. I want you blessed, and I want you blessing others. So yield to my spirit this moment of activity in your life is a grand moment in your life. You have studied under apostolic teaching, and now you can share with other people how to get further and faster up the highway. My grace is upon you. My mercy is upon you. My love is upon you. My forgiveness is upon you. So go forward when you leave here tonight. Go forward Expect the greatest. Expect the greatest. Expect me to move in ways I never moved in your life before. Expect that something happened to you while you were sitting here tonight. Not only the student, but the family members that are here. Blessings coming upon you. Right now, endowment, anointing is upon you. Be healed. What? Be healed. What? Be healed in the name of Jesus. And write back your testimony. Glory to God. Never let men control you. Stay in the presence of God. Pray in the morning. Pray at noontime. Pray at night. Always, always have your mind. My mind for 57 years have never been empty with God. I don't care if I'm talking to you about a football game or and I'm not too interested in none of it, it's true. You can throw the ball side of the road, I don't care. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Junior, come on. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Don't let the baby cry in your place.
Hallelujah!
I hear that baby. I pray for that mama, that baby hollering back there. All right, I'm going to do something out of the ordinary.